Hi, this is Babelito.
And this is Favi Fav, and you're listening to a Mordida Minisode, a small bite in between our full episodes to tide you over until next Thursday.
Take it away, vámonos!
Mordida! 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 Mordida!
Hello, hello, hello!
Que show, que show, que show. ¿Cómo estás?
How are you?
I am freaking out, my friend.
¿Qué pasó? Why?
Truly freaking out.
¿Cómo? ¿Cuándo?
Because tomorrow I defend 10 years of work. It's crazy. It's coming to an end. So tomorrow I know that if you can call me Dr. Babelito or no.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. It's happening.
I've been dreaming of that day for years. Dr. Babelito.
Really? No,
I just can't wait to just call you doctor from now on.
Bueno, pues, con la pena te lo acepto.
All right.
¿Y tú qué rollo? ¿Cómo estás?
Well, I am in beautiful Miami, Florida. Mm-hmm. I am at a residency here. And It is humid, it is hot, and it's Miami. I don't know what to tell you. It's very different here than in Las Vegas.
How so?
I didn't think the city would be so weird, but it's a weird city, and not in a bad way. But you know, I think I'm just finally now after 2 weeks of being here, I'm like finding my people. You know, So it's cool. I mean, the food here is the bomb. .net. And
I know you've been hanging out a lot in Calle Ocho, right?
Yeah, I love it down there. Little Havana, Little Haiti. I like hanging out there. And it's really cool. The artists that are part of this residency here, the Fountainhead Residency it's called, they're really great. So I think that the next few episodes, I'm going to do like full interviews with the artists that I hang out with here in Miami. So Corey Newkirk, he's an artist out of L.A., Ziwan Cheng or Chung Cheng Chung. Oh my God, he's gonna kill me. He's from. I mean, I don't know. He's a nomad, but he's been in Pittsburgh for a little while. And today I met Yvette Mayorga from Chicago. She's an amazing artist too. So I'm really excited to get into it with them and maybe share some of our conversations that we have here at this house at the Fountainhead Residency, aka the Sunken Place Residency. So I am
Oh my God, I saw your Instagram post and I was like, este cabrón. But anyway,
that's it's great. I've just been trying to get everybody in this house hooked on RuPaul's Drag Race, and I think it's working. Girl, I caved in and I bought All Stars 2 because it's like my favorite season, and we're watching some of the episodes tonight. I'm excited.
Wait, what about I Love Dick? Because I started watching that show because you text me. You're like, dude, the art world is so crazy. So I watched that show and it made me think about you.
You know what? The Medium, Soyla Perez from Radio Menea told me to listen to that, to watch that show. So
yeah, that's why I started.
I know. I'm 3 episodes in, okay? I'm trying to like watch it responsibly, take notes, and we'll talk about it in a future episode.
Okay.
But yeah, if you have Amazon Prime, check out the show I Love Dick. Our fave Phoebe Robinson is actually in that series, which is pretty cool.
That's right.
And if you listen to the Guilty Pleasures episode, we made a lot of fun. We made fun about minimalist art and Marfa, Texas and stuff, and that's exactly what the show is about. So it's
like all the ridiculousness about the art world and minimalism, it's in that show. I can't wait to talk about it. But anyway, so one of the things that I'm excited about, I mean, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
But I defend, so I go into a room, do a 20-minute presentation, and then after that, the judges deliberate. So I have to leave the room.
Silence! Bring Wait, back my committee. Yeah, okay.
So I leave the room. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they take 10 minutes. Sometimes they take hours. So we'll see what happens. And then I come back and they tell me, you passed, you didn't pass. And then we'll see what happens. So the way I'm going to celebrate, because I'm very confident that I'm going to pass, is by watching the season finale, which is going to be crazy according to everything that I heard.
The season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 9 on VH1 at 8 p.m.?
La misma.
Oh my gosh. Okay, what do you think is... Okay, first... Okay, sorry, I'm too loud. By the way, we're on a travel mic, so I know it doesn't sound the same. I apologize. But, you know, I only had a carry-on. So,
Fool, don't apologize. Keep talking.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. So, let's see. Okay, let's talk about the reunion that aired last week. What did you think?
Ay, Dios mío, Santa Madre, todos los santos.
What?
What the fuck happened? Like... La Valentina se comparó yeah. con Selena.
Yeah. Okay, so if you guys didn't watch the reunion, yeah, everybody was kind of attacking Valentina. And at first I was like, you know, I had my leave Valentina alone moment. But I don't know. The more I think about it, I'm like, girl, how are you going to compare yourself to Selena? Like
she's gonna come down from that cloud, because if yeah. she doesn't do it now carefully, she's gonna crash and it's gonna be horrible.
I love her and I love that show so much. I'm not here to hate, but
no,
I don't know.
I agree. Like I mean, I don't have the same romantic vision of Valentina that I did before the reunion.
Yeah.
I still like her.
Y te acuerdas when we went to DragCon, Luis was like, I didn't like that she had her booth covered. Like, that was really that was not good for her fans. And I was like, oh girl, don't worry about it. It's Valentina. Like, she's so extra, and you know, that's just her thing. But now that I think about it, I think Luis,
he was right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember yeah. they had a thing and the curtain was closed. You couldn't yeah. see through.
And even like yes. Violet Chachki, who won on her season, had an open booth, so you could see her if you walked by, you know? So it's like, come on.
I think she was the only one with a closed booth, if you think
yeah,
about it.
I think so. Anyway, okay, so this is what's going to happen on RuPaul's Drag Race. I have a little bit of an inside scoop, okay? And I might be wrong. I might be wrong. But okay, so there was a preview I think that everybody could see. Okay, so there's four top queens: Shea Coulee, Sasha Velour, Trinity the Tuck Taylor, and Peppermint, right? Uh-huh. They're all gonna spin a wheel and lip sync for their lives
at
the finale. Okay, a little bird told me that, because I think everybody thinks Shea Coulee is gonna win, but
yeah, that's what I mean. I want Sasha, because Sasha it's our girl. It's like Latinos who lunch girl. Pero Shea Coulee, you know.
Well, I don't want to give too much away, because I don't want to be one of those people that that spoils things. But our homegirl, Sasha Velour, I heard was going to make it to the final.
And they have to lip sync for their life?
Her and another one, another queen, Sasha against somebody else, is going to lip sync at the very end. I don't want to ruin it for people, because I have a very inside source. Oh, I... Oh my gosh.
God, I can't wait.
It's very unexpected. That's all I gotta say.
I heard in a podcast that this were like some of the best lip sync for your lives in the history of RuPaul. I'm gonna die. I need to find like a viewing party here so I can, you know.
Yeah.
Like I can have a drink and celebrate.
Yeah.
That I'm a doctor, etc.
Well, I'm not gonna get to watch it until Saturday, because on Friday, Joey Arias, he's a famous drag queen, he's gonna be here in Miami, and I'm gonna go watch him perform.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So I'll have to hear about it and then watch it on Saturday, but I can't wait.
A word of caution, do not open Instagram or Facebook all day Friday.
It's I know somebody's gonna ruin it for me. You know these goddamn queens. They're gonna post some bullshit tweet. Oh.
So no social media for you for a whole day. You can do it. I believe in you.
Sure. I mean,
plus it was part of your New Year's resolution.
You know what I did yesterday? I took Facebook off of my phone. I know.
That's good. That's good.
I've been on it way too much. But anyways, I'm excited for you to graduate. That's so cool. I'm with your PhD. That's badass.
I can't believe it.
So. I can't. I need to see it to believe it.
I will be calling you as soon as they say
you. Yes.
Pavelito, that means that's a shit. Wait, Shante, you stay. Then
I'll give it a call. Yeah, maybe you'll get a lifetime supply of Hamburger Marys too, after you get your dissertation. Oh my gosh.
I'm almost there.
Yeah, so what other than, you know, writing a book in Albuquerque, what have you been doing? Have you done
I've really been doing my research. I've been preparing for my summer in Arquetopia in Puebla. I put together my PowerPoint. It's going to be awesome because we're going to get to go to some sites that I talk about in my dissertation. So I'm going to get to teach my dissertation on site. So that's very exciting. But I also watched another show. It was this long 6-episode documentary on the Grateful Dead. Man, we also have to discuss that because it's interesting because towards the end, towards the 90s, it was like this horrible, like almost like white supremacist thing that I saw that they never talked about in the show. But I want to get into it because it's so, so interesting. But anyway.
I don't want to talk about that, but okay.
I will talk about it because people, because I keep thinking, I'm like, yeah, the Grateful Dead, badass. And then towards the last couple episodes, I'm like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable about this whole thing. But anyway, we'll come back to that.
Yeah, and you haven't been doing any interviewing yourself over there? In Albuquerque?
Oh, yes. Okay, thank you. I did one interview. Mm-hmm. I wanted to save it, but anyway. I interview my roommate, a badass Nuevo Mexicana, whose family's been here for three generations. And she made me the best food. We talk about the food, and we talk about her role as a Chicana in this high positions in government because she was Secretary of Transportation for New Mexico.
Ooh.
So her experience with that and how she had to deal with liberals, white liberals from the East Coast. It's just, it was an amazing mordida, and I can't wait for you to listen to it.
Well, that's coming up in the future, and I've just been trying to interview as many people as I can here in Miami, so I hope to have those out soon. So the residency program here has a lady that comes and cleans, and her name is Claudia. She invited us over to dinner to her house. We're still going to go on Sunday, but when she came to clean the last time, she made empanadas for us, and I recorded her doing the entire recipe. So hopefully...
Rico.
I know. So now I know how to make... Colombian empanadas and arepas. She showed me how to make arepas too. So, I know.
Ay, me encantan las arepas.
So many new skills here in Miami.
Life-changing experience.
I went to the Everglades yesterday and I was
did
so...
Did you hate it?
Let me finish. I was so scared that an alligator was going to eat me alive, you know?
Ay, qué horror.
But you know what the most horrifying thing about the Everglades was?
What?
The mosquitoes.
That shit is real, man.
That was terrifying. Like, I had never seen... We walked into one of the trails in the Everglades, and I was covered from head to toe in fucking mosquitoes. It was crazy. I'd never seen that in my whole life. But, you know, them's are the breaks.
Sobreviviste.
Yes. But I just want to give some shout outs right now because it's been really cool here in Miami. And I've actually met with a couple of listeners. So our dear friend Sophia, she's from Atlanta, Georgia. And she was visiting her parents here in Florida. And I hung out with her on Calle Ocho one of these last days, and we had a great time. We grubbed, and we even got haircuts together.
Nice.
And she told me about a podcast that she wants to start about like unknown Latinx history, which is really cool. So
I will be all about that.
I want to keep encouraging her to do that. So it was so awesome to hang out with her, and I've met a couple other people here, and hopefully I can interview them and get them on the podcast soon.
That's so cool that you're meeting all these Latinos Who Lunch listeners everywhere you go. You're good at that. I'm not so good, but
hey.
Ay, Dios, pues I better get back to work, man.
Okay. Other than your defense, you have any other church announcements?
No church announcements. I will be moving back to Vegas, and I'll be teaching at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas for the next following year. So that's the only development in my career so far.
Oh, good. They didn't fire you after the last episode?
They did not fire me. Actually, I saw some professors posting about it. So
wow.
It was actually good. Yes.
Awesome.
Let's start that dialogue, man.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, if I have a few announcements, thank you for asking. So I'm here in Miami through mid-July, so hit me up if you're a listener and you want to grab lunch. Also, start opening July 1st at the Peterson Automotive Museum. I'm part of a show called The High Art of Riding Low. I recreated the Gypsy Rose lowrider from the 1970s in piñata form. And if you're near the Palo Verdes Art Center in Southern California, July 7th is the closing reception to my solo show there called Gracias, Gracias, Thank You, Thank You, or Thank You, Thank You, Gracias, Gracias, I don't remember. So check that out. If you are in the Albuquerque area, I will be there August 14th through the 20th, August 14th through the 20th, doing an installation at the National Hispanic
Cultural
Center in beautiful Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Which coincidentally, Judith Espinosa, my roommate, was one of the founding members. That's how badass she is.
Really?
Yes, she's so amazing.
Oh my gosh. And if you want to listen to, if you miss us so much, because this is a very short mordida, you can listen to me on another podcast. Did you listen to the...
oh my God, yes, I just did, and it was awesome. I had no idea that Agua de Jamaica was from Jamaica.
Well, what do you think?
The dots.
So
it was pretty amazing.
In Denver, there's this thing called the Biennial of the Americas, and they have a podcast called Platform America. So we'll put a link on our Twitter and on our Instagram, and they interviewed me and Adrian Miller, who is a historian and food critic, and he brought this meal into the studio when I was in Denver, tying together soul food and Mexican food. So he brought mojarra frita and fried catfish. He brought agua de Jamaica and red drink. He brought like rice and beans, and then red beans and rice. So it was a nice... comparison, and we kind of talked about the history of soul food and compared it to Mexican food and the equivalent. It was a very interesting conversation.
And that is really interesting because, in a way, all those foods are like Caribbean food, and Mexico is part of that too.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we don't talk, I mean, you guys say that in the podcast, but we don't talk about this enough, that the origin of a lot of our foods comes from all over the world, and the fact that he traced it back to the slave trade,
yeah,
that was pretty cool. Yeah. I really enjoyed that podcast, yeah.
It's awesome. All right, so...
Ay, Dios mío.
I'm sorry, the humidity here is killing me. I cannot. I don't know how you guys do it out here in Miami.
Dude, it's so hot in Albuquerque here, and I'm so out of it with everything that's happening, that on Facebook, I said happy birthday to the wrong cousin.
Oh my God, you're so racist. Okay, well, you know what? I'm going to light a Valentina candle for you and wish you the best of luck with your dissertation. Okay, I hope your defense goes well. And, you know, I usually do not get very sentimental, but I do miss you. And
oh, I miss you too, buddy.
And I miss... Don't call me buddy. I'm not a fucking dog, okay? Okay. Anyway, what was I saying? What was I saying? I was trying to be...
The little bit of sentiment that I got from you, I ruined it.
I know. Way to go. Anyway, I miss you. Good luck with your defense.
And, thank you so much. And I will call you as soon as I get out.
Yeah, next time you hear the podcast, Babelito might be a doctor. Dr. Babelito.
Santo Nio de Atocha.
All right, guys. You can send your emails to latinoswholunch@gmail.com. If you have any questions, you can even leave us a voice memo there. Also, make sure you go to our website to listen to all our past episodes. You can go on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review, because the more reviews, the more visible we are. And visibility is essential.
Esencial.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to say that. Oh, well. And remember, leave us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
And, you know... whatever else I'm supposed to say at the end of the podcast. Okay, bye. That was awful. Okay. Thanks for calling me.
That was awful.
Should we do it again?
No, it's all right.
Okay.